This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Zion over here. Vinishra Kanchei Lachas. So the Rambam had sort of digressed, or maybe this is what he wanted to do. He said that he was coming from explaining the role of Agadata. He chose Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Dar Amas V'Halacha, and then he decided that, and then he was explaining the reason why Dafka Halacha, and now he's going to speak about another point, which is also a point that I think is very significant to him, and in different guises he speaks about in different places. Zayin. V'nisha kan shela achas. We're left with one issue. V'hi. Shesh lo'oma lo'mar. A person could argue the following. Atem ta'antem ke'achochma lo'ikis le'imtzia dov levatola. You claim that divine wisdom didn't leave anything for naught. V'chi kol ha'yitzum shachas galgir re'ach ha'nichbat shemu Adam. That of all the nivroim, Adam is the most chashev. V'chi tachlis min ha'odam tzir ha'muskolas. And that the tachlis of Adam is the type of intellectual attainments that he can do. Im Kenis says, Lama himtzi Hashem kol anashim asher leyitzayru muskal. So what about all the people that have no sheiches to this? You know, they don't understand this and so on. What about them? Most people are empty of chachma. Mevakshe taivis, they're into taivis. V'she'isha chacham aporish yikara metzias peli. And a person who's really a chacham and only dedicated to Torah is extraordinary. Le'imotel echot b'dermin adoris. You find one in a generation. So you're trying to tell me that you're trying to tell me that Adam is the most chashuv of the brias, and then you're telling me that it really of Adam there's only one in who knows how long who was actually fulfilling the role of Adam. So what is everything else for? Do you want to say it's wasted? So he says like this. Vatshuva shemetzias kol oisav Adam l'shtei sibes. There are two reasons. Ha'achas l'shamish le'echarahu, to serve that person. Lefi.
If the whole world were philosophers sitting around debating finer points of great wisdom,
the world would disintegrate. And humanity would become destroyed.
A person has many needs.
You'd have to do all these things. Just to eat, we have so many things we need to do. Clothing, a building. Now, and he says, if somebody wanted to figure out all these things, he would have to spend Mr. Shalach's years, and maybe he would get it, maybe he wouldn't get it. So it really would be, it would take away from the person who is the Chacham.
When would this person acquire his wisdom?
So all these people, their job is to engage in the activities that make the world a world. And then the person who's the Chacham can come, settle, and deal with Chachma. Now the truth be said is, even in a human body, a person is we have so many issues in terms of eating it. In other words, if you ask ourselves, how many cells are in the body that are nogea to thinking? The answer would be relatively a small percentage of the body. Yet the rest of the body is all support. Blood and oxygen for the blood and food and glucose and everything else that's needed. So the entire world is something which the entire body comes and serves a person, so too the entire world serves that one person. And it's so right, the one who said, if not for crazy people, the world would be destroyed. It is an incredible mishagas, that a person who's weak, rofif harkava, nosea mitchilas haklim hashein at chilas hashishi, he's able to live in the mid climates, not in the very extremes of the climates. Va'oiva yam zvan achorev, he would traverse the oceans in winter, va'midbar besufas avaka kayetz, and in the desert when there's sandstorms, v'chosev nafshe l'chayz or mosim, he would expose himself to animals, ulay avich dinner. So the drive to make money that people have, the incredible drive, really doesn't make any sense. Somebody who has millions of dollars and he wants much more, and what's the point of it? And when he finally gathered all this money that he invested his entire life force into, he says, what does he do with it? He asks the builders to build a house that has a very strong foundation, to build walls that will last hundreds of years. He knows darn well that no matter how weak the wall will be, it's not going to disintegrate in his lifetime. It seems to be a compulsive drive in a person, the acquisition and the type of spending we do, that makes no sense whatsoever. So people whose mindset is bent on preserving the physical world as it is, that is Am Haaretz. And it's something that is very, very, it's something which, on the one hand, it defies Seichel, on the other hand, the world wouldn't exist without it. If we think about it also in the large structure of world economy, a lot is done by people who drive themselves crazy in business and stuff like that. Now, sometimes you have people who simply don't have, they don't have what to eat, so they'll do what it takes to eat. But sometimes you have that a person is a successful person, and a person will keep on doing again and again and again. He'll keep on working and kill himself in a way that doesn't make any sense. So it's because of these people that we're so far ahead of the game. People who've invested money in long shots and so on. So yes, they're needed, because without that type of drive, the world would kind of not move forward. In a sense, communism tried to do that, by not allowing anyone to be able to get a lot of money, your only drive would be to just keep things as they are, basically. And it dried up and it was not good. So he says, and maybe the person will come and argue with me and say, we find people that look like shotim, and yet they seem to do quite well here. And sometimes you have a wise person who's occupied with business. The Rambam, in a sense, speaks not to that extreme about him. He himself was supported by his brother Reb David, who worked and gave him money and allowed him to make the Rambam, to write Rambam. This was after he had actually written the Pirshei Mishnayos. And then his brother died in a sea wreck, and he was devastated. So he says, don't think that the person who is not doesn't seem to be engaged in something industrious and also not in chachma, don't think he's not doing anything. He also manages to serve the person that Hashem Baruch Hu wants. Ki hu b'mnuchasai v'roiv m'moina machusai yetzava l'avodav l'nois armu nisa on te'akerim gadol k'mo sh'oisa m'lochim m'shedam m'lochim. Because the person, let's take an example, this person is wealthy, he has money, doesn't do much, plays golf a bit, but he's building a big palace or a big vineyard v'yeh oisa armu mizumen l'chasai shevazman azmanim. And it will be available for somebody passing by, like the particular good person. And one day he'll rest in the shade of that palace. And it might save him from drying out, from dying. And that maybe he'll take 1 gallon of wine, viasim and a tiryak, seems some sort of medication, to save a person who was stung by a poisonous snake. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is intertwined. And this is one of the things we've been discovering in the last decades, that the entire Bria is intertwined, and you can't really go, you know, it's something that you, if you take out one piece, then it's something that everything falls apart. All the famous times, you know, when they decided to wipe out some sort of butterfly and everything fell apart. So it's something which a person is definitely the person himself is a cog in a big machine. And he may or may not realize what it is that is going to that they're accomplishing. But yes, they accomplish something, and it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like that butterfly, that nobody knows who, what, when, where, at the end of the day, something good comes out of it. Here also, something good comes out of it, out of this person. Even if the person himself may not know what's happening. V'ze inyak v'abiru chachamenu alev shalom v'omr sheben zoyim v'im nahar bayis v'im yisrael oylim v'im v'boruch shebora eilu kol eilu shoseini hoil v'hoya yachid alev shalom yachid v'dare. So when Zoma said all these people were created to serve me, then they were created to serve me with the they were created to serve me, because whatever it is that they're doing on themselves, in the end it comes comes back to me. It's all the reason for justifying their existence is simply to give my basis for kiyum. Now, I want to add a point here. This is, it sounds extremely, I mean, it sounds like a kind of extreme statement that the whole world is there for me and so on. There's a paradox in it. If I see myself as the be-it-all, then I don't, then it's not for me. In other words, if my attitude is it's for me as me, with my own name, then that statement is the most bombastic statement ever. But if I see that I'm only there as a, I myself am there as a means to realize a goal, and I don't have time for myself, I have time to accomplish things that Kadosh Baruch Hu set out for me, in the world of Chachma and so on, then the person is, then the person realizes the toiv of HaKadosh Baruch. Then the person justifies it. Okay, so the first thing is that the entire world has a pyramid, and that pyramid is to accomplish what HaKadosh Baruch has set out to accomplish, and every single person plays a role. Some people consciously by being industrious and doing good things, and some people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses their existence to bring about what he wants. Vasiba shnei lematzia shel chachma. And the second reason, she'an she'chachma ma'atimoid. It's by nature a small percentage. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu created misfits, but rather the percentage of people that can engage in chachma are perforce very small. Vezadova she'chuyiv chachma loikis. So the Rambam says here a fascinating rule, and let's explain it. Whenever I give explanations to the question why, what I'm doing is I am explaining it in light of a certain given axioms. So in geometry, I have axioms, and then I test everything against those axioms, and if something is strange, different, unusual, I ask myself why, and the explanation is going to come from those axioms. I don't have any tool of analyzing the axioms themselves and asking why about the axioms. It doesn't make any sense. So I can't ask why HaKadosh Baruch created 9 planets or 9 rings he has and 7 planets. That's what they knew then. The same thing also. The world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was a world where there would be a small percentage of those who would accomplish what he wanted. And that's the structure of the world. They themselves, Chazal, expressed it. Rav Shimon Michoy said about his door, despite the fact that his door was a chashav door, he said, "Ra'isi b'nei aliyah ve'me'atin, im shnayim heim ani yavanai heim." In my generation, there are very few b'nei aliyah. If there are, it's two, me and my son. U'mishum kach him humtzu hamoin liyas lecheved anshe ma'ila. So he says they're there to be to be attached to his Anshemaila. Not clear over here what exactly he means. And before he was speaking about useful things they do. So we have many people who are not such Bnei Aliyah, and they walk around performing many deeds, which gets translated into supper for the Chacham. So that I understand. But over here, I'm not quite sure what he means. They're there to keep the tzaddik company. I mean, does he mean literally, kind of, when the tzaddik needs a little bit company, he can walk out and, you know, sit with the boys downstairs? It doesn't make any sense. Does he mean... I would think that what he means is that it's something which... It was the tachlis of Adam is to stand out, to be the one that stood out and is the unusual one, and the great one, and so on and so forth. I think that that's more what he means, and basically the one who rises above everyone else, and that's why it's always Bnei Aliyah is measured in contrast to Adar. It's very, very interesting. I was reading recently, they're trying to find metrics, always looking for metrics to measure poverty and so on. And one of the things they want to measure it with is the percentage vis-a-vis the number that the person's earning vis-a-vis some sort of average of sorts. In other words, it's always measured not in absolute values, but vis-a-vis something else. So the extreme toiv, the extreme bnei maila, are also measured like that. And Aloy Tirei says, so he says like this, uv ulai tachshav zeh talos mata. Maybe you'll think that it's not much of a toilus. I mean, what do we need them to keep them company? It's like strange. He says, adrabe. This is even more significant than the first one. So he brings a right from the pasuk that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to chase away the inhabitants of the land in one fell swoop, because the land will become desolate. But I don't see where there's any raya from that to the point that he's making. Over there, it has nothing to do with being chevra for the tzaddikim. Over there, it's as functional as you can get. They by their, you know, if they're chased out, the world will become a shmama, and it'll be desolate. So I would need to, once I'm expanding the definition of chevra to mean functional, they help chase away the animals, beef up the cities and so on. So we're back to one again, and he says that this is even like more important than the one. So I don't really get the exactly this point of chevra. I understand the general sense that society needs it, and. Maybe he seems to be distinguishing between particular skills that one person brings versus a general sense of society and structure. I don't know. It's not quite clear to me, this piece over here. But the bottom line of it is clear. The bottom line is it plays a functional role in order to get the chassid what he needs. I want to compare this Rambam, what he's saying here, to something else that he says in other places. The Rambam speaks in Shmona Prakim, he speaks about the chshivas of the Maimer Chazal that you call Masech L'Shem Shemayim, the concept of L'Shem Shemayim in doing good, different deeds and so on. So the Rambam gives sort of a tzir, he gives an illustration of what it would mean that everything would be L'Shem Shemayim. So he says, you know, if a person is sitting and learning, he needs what to eat. so he has to go out and get what to eat. If he's getting something to eat, he needs money to pay for it. He needs money to pay for it, he needs a job. For a job, he needs training. He needs capital to start a business, whatever. So all of these activities, as long as the person has in mind that the ultimate tachlis that he's doing it for is the right tachlis, then it's that's called Lashem Shemayim. Because Lashem Shemayim is it's a direction. It's telling me what is the direction in which I'm taking this particular endeavor. What am I doing it? So as long as it leads to the right thing, you know, at the end, we consider that to be part of that derech. And therefore, he says, all of the world, he says, it is created for this one person, because that's a certain mahalach of being able to understand a complete system, focusing to bring out the one good. The Rambam says it by Olam Haba in Makkos. In the Makkos Pirush Mishnayos, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Lefikach Rata Lezakas Yisrael Lefikach Yerav Torah Mitzvahs. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to, he says like this, he says the only way you'll get Olam Haba is by doing at least one mitzvah lishma. That's the way to get Olam Haba. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us many mitzvahs that interact with us in mirrored ways, if you give a person 1,000 mitzvahs, maybe one will be lishma. So and with that one lishma, he goes into Olam Haba. So the Rambam says something which we don't know where it comes from, the concept that only things that are purely lishma get you to Olam Haba. It's not much like that, but the Rambam says it. And the Rambam says it's worth trying to do all the thousands of mitzvahs so that one you come up with that you're doing lishma, and that one becomes the key for Olam Haba. This very much goes with what he says over here about the Hasidim being very, very few and everything else being in a supportive role. It's true in the human body, like we said before. The human body, the vast majority of it are just kind of functions and things that you need to get to a certain point, and not the point itself. The point itself is a small part of the brain. It's not even the whole brain. It's only part of it that engages in this type of thinking. That everything in the world, whatever exists in this world, has one tachlis. Ish shalom, koilul hachachma maiser ziparnu. The person who's adam shalom, which is defined by someone that has the chachma the maiser, maiser ziparnu. Va'achas lamadim divreim aleim ashalom el shen yarem. Va'tzaleim hachachma va'maiser. Once you understand this concept of chachma maiser, mashibiru masham zur, hine emes nochen mashamuru enakash pachalomai chutzar barmas shalacha. Because at the end of the day, this is where you have the most panimistika ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is kaviyachu HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Everything else he wants as periphery to this, not as a thing itself. So he says, "Ukvar charagnu min inyan asher netzeu chariga rabba." I skipped the last line here. Umasha hine emes umimasha beruhu masha zune emes zamach shamu enakash baruch lomer chosar amas halacha. So this finishes the explanation of enakash baruch halacha. It means that everything in this world exists somehow to give structure and feed into the Dalam Shahalacha. So yes, there's mighty wonderful things, but all these things only exist in terms of the Dover at Shalom, or the person at Shalom. He said, I've really, really digressed a lot. But I brought things that strengthen Muna, stimulate you to look further. And I think that they're very, very worthwhile. And I'll come back to my thing yet. So in Zion, he was the second part of the piece on Einar Kachbar Damash Halachis. The first part explained why this is the only thing worth pursuing in a Bria, this is the only thing that really exists. And here he's explaining that for the vast majority of Bria that's not actually assisting in it, their Tachlis Delus lies in the bigger picture. And as long as they sort of accept that that's the Tachlis, then they become mitzuref to it. So just like somebody that helps the Chacham realize his Torah and so on has a chelik in it, so too when people will be makrit, they too will have the chelik that they deserve and so on. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. Any questions, Alex? Okay, good. So, okay, so Rez Hashem next week, Kaltov.